When Hillary Clinton's campaign was looking for a place for her to make an announcement this week about immigration policy, it chose Rancho High School in Las Vegas. The school's population is 70% Hispanic, and as NPR's Tamara Keith reports, it has a proud history of political involvement.
Well, it's wonderful to be back.
Tuesday's campaign stop in the library at Rancho High School marked Hillary Clinton's second visit to the school. The first was in 2007, when she was running for president the last time. Barack Obama visited the campus twice that campaign. Right now, two former students are competing for a congressional seat. Others serve in the Nevada State Legislature. And one of the teachers at the school, Isaac Barone, is on the city council in North Las Vegas.
I don't think it's out of character to say that a school, Rancho High School, it's kind of like the pulse, the center of the Latino community.
Barone is an advisor to the school's largest and most socially engaged club, the Hispanic Student Union. Teacher Ruben Da Silva is the other advisor.
This symbolism at this high school. You come to Rancho High School, you are actually showing that you care about the community.
As classes let out on a recent afternoon, teenagers fill the hallways. The student body is remarkably diverse. Let me give you some numbers. Only about 10% of students are white. Two-thirds of those on campus are classified as economically disadvantaged, and fewer than half go on to college. Betsaida Frausto will be one of them. She's a junior at the school with a GPA in the stratosphere.
It is special. It's amazing in my experience. If I had to choose to come to another school and Rancho was an impossibility, I don't know what I would do.
Frausto is what's known as a dreamer. She came to the country illegally as a child, but she dreams of going to Yale and becoming a doctor. First, she hopes to be elected treasurer of the Hispanic Student Union.
Really looking forward to that.
When local politicians need people to knock on doors around election time, they turn to the students in the club. Frausto volunteered for a congressional campaign last fall.
We canvassed to get our voice out, to allow others to hear our story and make sure people know that voting is the way to go.
Teacher Ruben Da Silva says he's amazed at how engaged the students are.
They could say no. It's usually on a Saturday. But they'll go out there. Even to me, it baffles me sometimes. I'm like, you know, you could be sleeping in instead of showing up at this park at 10 o'clock in the morning. And they'll go out there. It's pretty astounding to see just how willing they are to actually get out.
There's another reason you may have heard about Rancho. In October 2010, Republican Senate candidate Sharon Angle visited Rancho's Hispanic Student Union and told the kids they looked Asian. They were recording on their cell phones.
I don't know that all of you are Latino. Some of you look a little more Asian to me.
It went viral. Brandon Willis is part of the club today. He's African American and loves the Hispanic Student Union.
Because everyone's like, why are you in HSU? You're not even Hispanic. I'm like, so? So I can be in HSU. It's a good thing. I mean, why would I not be in HSU? It's awesome.
Willis wants to be president of the United States, and he's serious about it. He says his teachers at Rancho High School convinced him it's possible.
I want to change the world for the better, and the way I see it, to change the system, you have to be a part of the system and then change it from the inside.
If Willis does go into politics someday, he'll be part of a grand Rancho tradition. Tamara Keith, NPR News, Las Vegas, Nevada.